Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I appreciate you joining us today on the show. We got an awesome hour ahead of us here talking about how you can make money inside of real estate investing. And today on the show, I've got a good friend of mine, Larry Muck, to come and talk to us about banking, to come talk to us about private money, how to get deals funded inside of the banking industry. Larry's got over 30 years experience. He was a previous chairman for AAPL. And for those of you that don't know AAPL, it stands for the American Association of Private Lenders. And Larry was the former chairman there. And as I said earlier, he has over 30 years experience in the banking industry. He also was a fellow radio host, and he hosted a radio show there with Community Investor Radio. And so, Larry, I'm glad to have you on the air with us today, and I appreciate you taking the time on your schedule to be here on the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show.
Thanks, Andrew. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Awesome, man. So I want to talk to have you talk to the listeners today about one of the things that I believe stops so many people from investing, and that is the ability to get their deals funded. And truthfully, just being an educator, I believe that a lot of times it's just an excuse that sometimes people use. And they say, well, I can't get my deals funded, so that's why I'm not doing real estate. And I look out there and see that there's potential to have, there's a lot of opportunity out there to get deals funded. No matter if you use private money, hard money, traditional financing, there's all types of different ways to get deals funded inside of real estate. And I'd like for you to weigh in. Just talk to us a little bit about what you see right now happening in the banking and the financing industry. And just to clarify for the listeners, when I talk about banking right now, I'm not talking about you pulling into a drive-through teller and depositing money into there. I'm talking about the banking side from the real estate investing side, from banks, whether they be an institutional bank or whether they be more of just a group of hard money lenders that are putting their money together. What right now in the private money / private banking industry do you see happening with real estate investing?
Well, Andrew, as you know, I mean, there's lots of different ways that people can get their deals financed. Of course, they can go to a traditional bank, but we've discussed many times in the past, that's not been easy for people to do because of the regulatory burden on the local community banks. They've not been real active in helping, for example, flippers and others that are in that industry. But as you know, because of all the money that's been poured into our economy over the past six or seven years, there's been a lot of private lenders that have gotten into the space. And so, you know, I do not see a lack of funding as an adequate excuse for not actually triggering yourself to go into the real estate investing arena. There's lots of money out there. It's just a matter of being able to access it in a way that works for both the investor and the lender.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. In today's market, I see access to more capital than I think I've ever seen in the real estate industry. I see people that are looking to invest in the real estate market, whether it be through their Roth IRA or self-directed or straight capital they have, or even I've had many investors just use personal credit cards or business credit cards to fund construction and in the rehab process of maybe a flip or so. So I agree with you. I don't think that it's a lack of funding that it prevents people from getting involved in real estate. I think it's an excuse they use, and maybe also a lack of education. They don't understand how it works. They don't understand how to get funding or where to get funding for their types of real estate deals. When you look out, Larry, in the real estate market right now, what if we're talking about, say, a flipper, someone that's wanting to buy, fix, and sell a property, what would you say the number one access to funding is out there right now? Is it the self-directed IRA route and trying to get private money? Is it going to a hard money lender and trying to get a hard money lender to fund you? What should an investor that's starting out to do a flip, where should they go?
Well, you know, I've spent the last few years developing alternative funding sources across the country, and what used to be a cottage industry with private lenders has now become a more of a national marketplace. You've seen many potential funding sources that have sprung up that are slowly becoming more national in scope. Several have been, you know, they start out one state at a time, but eventually they end up encompassing most of the U.S. But, you know, one of the things that I help people do is help bridge that knowledge gap. And I have the relationships with the funders, and they can come straight to me, and I can figure out what the best one for them to go to is. But bottom line is that, you know, many of the investors that get into this space, they're confused about whether or not they want to be active or passive investors. You know,
right.
So if you're not sure that you want to rehab a property, you know, and take that kind of a risk and do that, there are many other ways to get in. We have relationships with lots of turnkey providers, people that will that have already done all the backbreaking work of rehabbing properties and are giving people, you know, returns that certainly outweigh what they can get in the stock market or the bond market, as crazy as those places are right now. So, I don't know. It's a pretty general answer, but you know, you can decide what risk level you want to go to. What I find mostly, for the most part, in where people struggle is in getting their first deal done and understanding that there's certain guidelines that most of the lenders go by, and most are not going to do anywhere north of 70 to 75% of the after repaired value. And they're going to require that you have skin in the game. And what many beginning investors may have the ability to find a deal, but then they don't know exactly how to go about financing it. And I work with people to be able to partner with others as they're getting started so that they have somebody that can lend their experience to the project as well as provide missing capital. And typically the investors, the real estate investors that are going through that model are giving up a percentage of the equity in the deal. And they're more than what we call bird dogs, which is just out finding deals. But they're not really, they're not doing all of the work themselves. They're partnering with somebody that has some experience in that area.
Yeah. You know, you were saying there, talking about, active or passive investor, and it made me think of this past weekend. I was normally almost every weekend I do a live training event, and at these training events, you have to sit down and explain to people that hey, you have a little bit of capital, and you don't have to be an active investor. I think so many times, maybe because they see it on the TV show, and so they think this is how real estate investing works, and it's not necessarily how real estate investing works. That you have to be the one that goes out and finds the deal. You have to be the one that goes out and rehabs it and hires the contractors and has to deal with that stuff. You can literally sit at your home and just use your money and allow your money to work for you and play a completely passive role and still be a real estate investor. And do you find that a lot of or people are turning more into that direction versus being that active, hardcore investor?
Well, I think I don't know how to answer that exactly, except to say that, You know, I have a family in Houston, and I travel there from time to time. And there are lots of people would like to be able to get an 8, 10, 15% return, whatever, 20% cash on cash. But they don't know how to go about doing it. But I would say that, you know, short answer is yes, more people are looking for those kind of alternatives. And if they're But the problem is to make people aware of what those alternatives are and to find some trusted partners that they can work with to be able to fund those. We have, for example, right now we're trying to buy 18 units that are spread across some duplexes and some quads here in Kansas City, and you know we think we can get them bought at less than $100,000 a unit, but these properties have huge rental history. They're really nice properties. They're in a good area, and we think we can get people into them in a way that makes sense for us in a 18 to 20% cash on cash return. Well, you know, those kinds of deals are just not available to everybody.
Right.
People are not going to find them. You've got to have the contacts. But we need about $300,000 to pull the deal off, and we would certainly we're out looking for other investors that want to get into the deal with us.
Yeah, and you know, we're coming on a break here with Larry Muck on the radio show today, talking about how the banking industry works, how you can create capital, find access to capital, and also use the money that you have in a passive way in investing. Larry, I want to come back after the break and talk more about the deal that you have in Kansas City as well as passive investing.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And if you're joining us today on the radio show, we're talking about how you can get access to capital as well as how you could use the current money you have, whether it be in a 401k, whether it be a Roth IRA, checking account, savings account, or even credit cards, lines of credit, and how you can use that money to make you money in return from a passive standpoint. And we were having a great time on the show today. I also want to remind you that I have many, many live events, speaking live events and trainings that I'll be doing across the nation. And I've got some coming up in Atlanta, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, Miami, and Orlando, Florida, as well as many, many other states and even other continents. If you'd like to come out and hear us live teaching you how to make money inside of real estate investing, you can simply call 1-800-537-3440. Again, that number is 1-800-537-3440, or you can go to andrewcordell.com/events and pick a city and a state near you and get a free ticket to come to a live training event. Larry, I want to talk more about this deal that you're referring to, because I think it's important for investors that are listening on the phone today to understand how an investment is structured. How does it look? How does it feel? What type of assets are we talking about buying? Because I think a lot of times, you know, we're on the Wall Street radio here and we're sort of going up against the big fish of the stock market. And a lot of times they don't understand that buying real estate can be very similar to buying stock in the sense of you don't have to leave your house. You can stay right where you're at. You don't have to go. You don't have to quit your job. You don't have to go out and make all these life-changing things. You can simply use the money that you have, just like you invest in the stock. You can invest in real estate and make great cash-on-cash returns. But not only that, also have a secure hard asset versus having thin air when you're sort of investing in the stock. So I want to talk about this deal that you have structured in Kansas City and explain how it works. You said it was an 18-unit complex. Is that right?
Well, it's a part of a discrete neighborhood. There are other owners of duplexes and quads within this, but this is 18 out of the 52 units that are in this one particular block.
Okay, so there's 52 units total.
Neighborhood.
Gotcha. So there's 52 units total. And you guys are in the process of buying, stretching a deal to buy 18 of these. And some of them are duplexes and some of them are quads.
Yeah, it's just 18 doors spread over duplexes and quads.
Okay.
So.
And this is located in Kansas City?
It is. It's in the Johnson County suburbs, which many people are not familiar with the geography of Kansas City. But I will tell you this, just to be honest with you, that the California investors are starting to find Kansas City because there's some great values here, and Kansas City is one of the fastest growing communities in the country. So
yeah, I know a lot of tech companies are moving in there as well down there.
Yeah,
in
we've had
City.
a lot of growth, and you know, we were the first community to get Google Fiber, and you know, yada yada yada. We have the best performing arts center in the country. We have some very good software companies that are here. But anyway.
Yeah, so the deal that you have here, 18 doors, a mix of duplexes and quads. Now, how do you structure something like this? Are they already rented out? Or if an investor was looking at them, do they have to come and rent the properties out?
No. These have a long history of close to 100% occupancy. They don't. Because of the location, they don't go unrented. They're not. So we're talking about rents of about 75 cents a foot, which many people would say would be, not very good. But at the same time, these particular properties have been all the hard stuff's been done in terms of rehabbing them. There's no rehab, really. I mean, the roofs have been replaced. The HVAC's done. They're in good shape. They have garages. They have unfinished basements. They're 1,500 square feet. And, you know, it's really kind of an unusual deal, but they're the types of deals that we would look for all the time. It's not on the market. We're helping somebody liquidate a portfolio of assets that they have, and this has been made available to us, and it's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that jumping in here real quick, Larry. I think that it's one of those areas that a lot of time investors have the opportunity to take advantage of if they understand it. And what I mean by that is when you're working with a larger investor, a larger group like yourself. You know, they're in Kansas City. You guys have multiple businesses inside of the real estate industry. You're very well connected. You're deeply connected all throughout the world when it comes to real estate investing. You guys will get different opportunities that are really good deals versus the investor that's out there by himself that's just trying to buy a random property, maybe the same type of property, 18 units. On the street, if you will, versus being able to partner up and work with someone like yourself that has many connections. And the advantage is you get the property at a much better buy-in price. Would you say that's accurate?
Right, because if we're buying, we're able to buy in bulk. You know, we're kind of in the way of deals. We get deals thrown at us every day, and not all of them are great, but this one is particularly good. And what we're looking for, we have a property management company. I suppose you could call us a turnkey provider, although we never set out to be that. But we do have a property management company that can take care of all the hard stuff. And essentially, we're looking at buying it in a way that we'll be able to resell it to investors so that they can get a 20% cash on cash return.
Larry, Larry, I want to come back after this break, and I want to talk numbers with you. I want to talk about, because you're just going down a plan that I really like, which is you're actually flipping, taking an apartment complex while making the cash flow. Coming up right after the break, more with Larry Muck.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you're working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I've got the former chairman of AAPL, Larry Muck, here on the phone with us, talking about private money, talking about how you can be a passive investor. And we've had a good time talking to Larry so far about different deals that he sees, different opportunities that he sees, how buying in bulk, like their company is able to do, saves the investor money. And we're talking about a certain deal and just sort of how it's structured and how it's set up. And we're talking from a high-level perspective here. These aren't the exact numbers that Larry's using right now, but I just want to show you how a deal is structured and how it feels to the investor that's sitting there today listening in the car as you look at a stock and look at an apartment, sort of 18 units here. So, Larry, this building that you have, that you guys are working with, I shouldn't say you have it. Right now you guys are in the process of trying to purchase it. You have an offer on the table to them right now. What is that offer set at right now?
Well, we're in negotiations on that, but we're trying to get this these properties at less than $100,000 a door.
Okay, so you'd be total in at 1.8, basically, there, give or take. I'm just large numbers here, but you'd be around a 1.8 million purchase price on this deal. And a lot of people think you have to have 1.8 to buy it, but that's not how real estate works, is it? You don't have to have 1.8 million cash to go buy this 18 units here, do you?
No. What we're going to do, obviously, is what many people do, which is we'll put this under contract, and then we will find individual investors that want to buy it out for a particular cap rate. And they may want to buy one or two units. We'll put them all under a property management agreement. But our goal is to buy it for less than 1.8. We think the fair market value, all things considered, is probably close to $1.9 or $2 million if somebody were to go buy these assets individually. And obviously, we like to do this for the money, so we're going to take some of that spread, but we're going to also then provide great returns to the people, to the investors that come in. We can, obviously, I mean, there's a lot of different ways to slice this. We do have financing through one of our sources at 4% if people put 25% down. So if you had, let's say that we sold you a unit for $110,000, you put down whatever fourth of that is, 25 plus the, $27.50, right. Then you'll be able to get a cash-on-cash return of roughly anywhere from 15 to 20% based on current market rents.
Now, if we look down the road just a little bit, if you look a year, 2 years down the road, as you guys are doing this project, what would you say the I don't want to say ARV because it's already repaired, but what would be the future value of this property, fully, what I'll say, rented out and available to sell out to another investor? What do you see the worth being there?
Well, I think that these personally, I think that the rents can be raised on on these properties. They have no lag time in being able to rent them. I believe that the rents can be raised by as much as 20% over the next couple of years. That obviously those rents will translate into using a cap rate. We don't know what it'll be 2 years from now, but using the current cap rate, we ought to be able to see some lift in the actual value of those properties, up anywhere from 10 to 20%.
Yeah, very nice, very nice. And right now, if someone's looking to look at one of these deals with you, where could they go to get more information from you about this deal or other deals that you have available?
Well, you know, the easiest way for people to reach me, and again, we've discussed the Affinity Enterprise Group, of which I am a part, but the easiest way is for people to email me at larry@larrymuck.com.
Okay.
And we can, we'll strike up a relationship. I love working with people to help them get investments. We have investments available all over the country. You know, if they're interested in getting into this game, our team here can help them do that. But again, the easiest thing for me to say is larry@larrymuck.com.
Sure, absolutely. So if someone wants to get in touch with Larry, learn more about the investment that he has currently right now in Kansas City or other investments that he has, and build a relationship with him, simply email him at larry@larrymuck.com, and he'll reach back out to you and start walking on the process of building a relationship with you inside the investment community. Coming up later on the show, we're going to have Dave Overman, and Dave's going to be talking about how to use other people's money to invest inside of real estate. Sometimes it's not about using your personal money, but also using other people's money, or what they refer to as OPM. Let me also offer you my free Amazon best-selling book, The Cashflow Finish Line. You can get a free copy of the book at 1-800-537-3440. Again, that's 1-800-537-3440. Coming up after the break with Dave Overman, how to use other people's money.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195, and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it, and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
Been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Radio Show. We're talking about real money from real estate. And once again, guys, I got a great friend of mine, an awesome investor, real estate investor here, Dave Overman from Chicago, Illinois. Dave, are you there?
I'm here, Andrew.
Awesome, Dave. Thanks for joining us again on our radio show here. And I know me and you've worked together for many years and buy, fix, and sell and wholesale deals together while I was up in the Chicagoland area. But today, I don't want to so much talk about real estate, Dave. I want to talk something that me and you both love doing, which is raising private money or you know, getting your hands on that private money or other people's money, no matter how you structure it. You know, me and you are both of the belief of it's always better to use other people's money inside of real estate, especially for the buy, fix, and sell side. So let's cover a little bit more about money today versus actual real estate. The first question I have that I want you to talk to the investor, the listeners here on the phone about is what does it even mean? You know, the listeners on the phone, they may not even know what it means to work with OPM. So I want to give you a quick idea of that, and then I'm going to come back and ask you a follow-up question. And for those who listen on the phone before David gets started here, if this is your first time to hear Dave, he's done over 300 wholesale deals. Last year alone, he did 17 buy, fix, and sell. And this year, he's got 11 projects going on right now as we're on the radio here. So this is a very expert investor in the field of real estate. And Dave, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the majority of that, if not all of that, was OPM money. Is that correct?
Yeah, all of the buy, fix, and flip properties that I've done in 2014, the 21 that I did in 2014, the 17 in 2015, and the 11 that I have going on right now has been working with other people's money, private lending funds.
That's your last 50 or 60 deals there have been OPM. So, Dave, tell us about what does it mean to even work with OPM?
Okay, so, I mean, basically, the majority of people out there in the market today who are wanting to be involved in real estate, you know, probably have less than $20,000 or $30,000 in the bank that they can use. If you look out there in the market, it's not really practical to use $20,000 to $30,000 to be able to buy, fix, and flip a property. You know, most of the acquisitions that we buy in our area are anywhere between $50,000 to $70,000 just to buy it. Then you need another $30,000 to $40,000 to renovate the property. So I always tell my financial partners, we're in a minimum of $80,000 all the way up to $120,000 on our purchase and acquisitions. Well, if you don't have that kind of money, then obviously you're out of the game. You can't participate in fix and flips. So you have to look for alternate sources. You can work with hard money, and hard money is a practical source for people who are in that position where they're able to borrow money from a hard money lender. Of course, you're going to end up paying a little bit more. There is some structures there that are obviously going to be in the favor of a hard money lender, and you're going to have to abide by their rules. One of the beauties that I love about working with private funding is that you make the rules. You end up dictating how much you're willing to pay for the money. I typically like to work with a low interest rate or end up doing a joint venture partnership on these projects. But regardless, the best part about it is you're engaging individuals instead of banks or institutions. These are people who are out there in the market. And whether you believe that they're there or not, let me just tell you, they are there.
Yeah, for
sure. In fact, right now, as the stock market is getting absolutely hammered right out the gate of 2016, people are desperately seeking a safe haven for their funds. And they're looking for alternates, someplace else to put their money. And real estate has always been a very safe haven for people because it's an asset. And people can bank on these assets. So what I'm trying to say is that there are people out there right now, whether you believe it or not, that are saying, I would love to earn 6 or 7 or 8% return on my investment. If only I knew where to put it. Well, right. If you get educated and learn how to work with not only private lenders, but also work in real estate in the buy, fix, and flip, then you can be involved in working with these individuals to facilitate their funds into these practical investment opportunities like these buy, fix, and flip projects, even long-term hold on rentals. And as long as you know what you're doing out there in the market, it can become very profitable for you and for those individuals as well.
Yeah, for sure, Dave. You know, looking at all of the different types of other people's money that's out there, and every time the stock market changes and takes a dip, man, you find people rushing into the real estate market looking to put their money somewhere. And I agree. You know, when I first got into this, Dave, I was always skeptical that there's no money out there. Who would ever give me money? But like you said, it's amazing how many people out there are looking to put their money somewhere.
Right now, people are under the gun. They're under the pressure. They've just endured some losses, and they're looking for safety. And tangible assets are usually one of the safety zones. And real estate has been preferred by banks around the world for a very long time. Ask them to borrow money to put in the stock market, they'll decline you immediately. Ask them to borrow money to put into houses, after a little bit of checking up on you, they'll gladly hand over a loan on real estate.
Dave, I want to keep on the line one more time. I want to run the next segment by you. We're going to talk about how to find other people's money with Dave Overman.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Ray. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Radio Show. We're talking about real money from real estate. And those who were with us before, we got Dave over and back on the phone. We were talking about, you know, private money, joint venture money, how to use other people's money on the last segment. And we're going to wrap up this radio show with, you know, how do you find sort of the other people's money? How do you find private lenders or joint venture lenders, et cetera? So first we covered what does it mean to work with other people's money? And now we're going to talk about how to actually find that money. For those of you just joining us, Dave is a friend of mine, expert investor out of Chicago, Illinois, done over 300 wholesale deals, 17 buy, fix, and sells last year, and he's got 11 projects going on right now. When I say expert, this is about as big as you can get as a single investor with no staff or anything, just him and his wife doing real estate investing, and he's definitely made a full-time career in real estate investing. Dave, I know you have used over $5 million of other people's money, and so I want to talk about how you found that money. Now, before we go into this, just as to be very clear here, we abide by all SEC guidelines and so forth. So this is not we are not by any means raising any money. We are not making any offers to you about for money. This is strictly just showing you how you can go out and try to find other people that have money that are looking to put money in real estate, such as when the stock goes down. Those people are looking to put money somewhere, and we want to show you sort of how to find those people and see if you can either raise some joint venture money or have someone invest in one of your deals, flips that you have going on, so forth. So again, this is before you do any type of private money, I just want to get a clearly statement out there that says make sure you check with SEC and abide by all those guidelines. And this is not in any form of way to solicit any private money for me or David. All right, David, that being said, let's jump into how you found and how you used over $5 million of other people's money in your real estate career here.
All right, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, first I just want to say, one of my own little red flags out there, I would just let everybody know. Number one, before you start raising private money, know one thing is that you should get educated. Learn how to work in real estate before you borrow somebody's money and make mistakes.
Yeah, for sure.
And number two is make sure that you're a good money manager. Okay, it's very important that you know how to manage your own money. If you're in dire straits for money right now, don't borrow other people's money because you probably end up making mistakes. Okay, so with that said, let me just share with you some of the easiest ways to get out there and begin raising private money. The very first way that I did it was I got educated from Alan Cowgill, Ron LaGrant, these guys back in the day. I devoured about 60 hours worth of their content and then put that information into practice. I ended up going out and hosting real estate meetings. I had a little breakfast meetings. I had a dinner meeting with a few people that I had marketed to. I basically just wrote up a marketing letter and said, hey, if you want a higher return on your investment, you know, show up here for breakfast and I'm going to share some valuable information. I passed out information at real estate investment clubs, let people know what was going on and asked people to spread the word. I had a small attendance at the very first meeting that I had for breakfast, maybe 10 or 15, no investment. I had a little bit smaller crowd, about six or seven people at the dinner meeting that I had, no investment. The third meeting that I had, I ended up having over 60 people come to that meeting. And in that one particular meeting, raised over $250,000 in private funds. That was the very first time I'd ever raised private money. I was able to work with that money, buy, fix, and flip properties. I eventually had more people who heard about me who ended up contacting me and investing as well. And over the course of these last several years, like Andrew said, I've been able to work with a little over $5 million in private funding for all my buy, fix, and flip deals. So it's a very good venture, a very good way to do it. Now, how do you go find those people? Well, here's one practical way. I'm not going to be able to give you all of the information right here. You can go to my webpage, davidoverman.com, and get further information in detail about how to get access to private funding. But here's what I will say. The very first thing you want to do to find legitimate, real, current private lenders is, one, have a realtor go look up a list of properties that have been sold in the last year or two that were purchased with cash. That's number one. Number two, find properties on the market. Have your realtor find properties on the market that are currently listed or have been sold in the last year or two that were fixer-upper properties. What you're going to do with that is you're going to find the addresses for those homes. When you find the addresses for those homes, what you need to do is go to your local recorder's office, local county recorder's office. At the local county recorder's office, you're going to ask for two things. You're going to ask for one, for the deed. You're going to ask for two, for the mortgage. On the deed and on the mortgage, you're going to be two things. One, it's going to be the name of the person who purchased the property, either a company or their personal name. But what you're also going to find, if you look at the mortgage, what you will find is you will find, like, for example, if you were to go find one of my properties, and on that property, you found that O Properties purchased this home on the mortgage, you would see there is a mortgagee on that property. And that person right there would be my private lender. And there's always an address because they want a copy of the mortgage mailed to them. Then all you do from that point is you simply write up a letter and send out a letter to that investor. It's the absolute best way to find real deal current private lenders. Now, I know that was a lot of information quickly, but like I said, I go through it, go through it step by step. If you just go to davidoberman.com, I've got it all there for you. You can take a look, give you good valuable information on how to access private lenders that are currently in the market today.
Yeah, for sure, David. I think one of the things that the listeners need to understand that both of us face as we were getting started in real estate is the money's out there. It's not that the money's not there. The money's out there. People are wanting to put money in real estate. They just have to stay after it. I love the story that you were telling about how you had those three different meetings. And the first meeting, you didn't get anybody. And the second meeting, you didn't get any investors. But that third meeting, you finally got some investors. And I think it's important for the listeners to understand that it takes time to raise and find other people's money. So don't quit just out of the gate when you offer or make an investment offer to one person and they don't take you up on it. Continue down that path. Closing out here, guys, we got the top 12 strategies for real estate investing. My book, that's an Amazon bestseller. I want to mention that to you because one of the strategies inside of that book is about investing with private funds. So if you want to copy that book, check us out at 1-800-537-3440. Guys, if you want to know more about David Overman and learn more about private lending, go to davidoverman.com. Also, David is a member of NARI, the National Association of Real Estate Investors. Guys, if you want to join, simply call 1-800-537-3440.
Thanks for listening to The Andrew Kordal Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewkordal.com.